Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get Jessica on here because she knows she's got a tough convo with the old man this weekend because they made an agreement and now she's backing out on it and it's a big one. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be speaking with you. Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can help you out because you and your husband made an agreement. Two kids and you've got two great kids and now you want to pivot.
I do. Yes, I do want to pivot. Okay. So as long as we've known each other, we have always been so excited to have kids. You know, we have a family and we really talked it through, like, how many do we want? And, you know, he said he always wanted two kids because he was one of four. Let's see, he was the second child and he just remembers how everything changed when his parents had the next two kids, you know, like he said that it was this, always, they were tired, they were stressed, he was broke, you know, they were broke, so, you know, he was broke too, because, you know, having four kids, it's just so much,
sure.
And he just always thought his parents would have been happier, his family would have been happier if it was not for all that stress, the exhaustion, the money issues. So then, you know, me, I was one of two kids, and, I think, you know, he might have a point because things in my house, they were always pretty happy when we were growing up. You know, we were tight. We did a lot of fun things together. It was honestly really great. And so I always agreed with him. I'm like, yeah, two kids is perfect. Okay. Fast forward to now, we have two kids and our youngest is two. And I really, honestly, you guys, I really, really want to have more. I love being a mom. I love being pregnant. I love the baby stage. I miss my babies. I want babies. I want more babies. And so I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't want to be done with that time of my life. So I want to tell my husband that I changed my mind. And I want to start trying for baby number three.
Well, when you say it like that, how can you say no?
How can you resist?
Well, you got to remember this. And I've never been through this situation before, but I think you got to remember this. If he doesn't match your excitement, it's because he's shocked. This is going to be the first time he's heard of it. So don't be all bummed out if he's not as excited as you. That would be my first thing. And then he's probably going to, you know how dudes think? They think budget first.
That's
like, can we even afford this?
Yep.
So you might want to be armed with that answer. What else?
He's going to be armed with logic. You're going to be armed with emotion. And you're going to have to find a way to meet in the middle. Is it your heart and your head telling you you want a third? Or is it just because you guys had this agreement that the second you were going to have two and that was it? So now that your child is entering the full-on toddler stage, you're starting to, like, reminisce and like, you don't want this to be like the last.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's definitely what's going on. Is that so bad?
No, I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, depending on how much time we got here, because obviously whether we like to admit it or not, women are on a clock when it comes to, you know, to conceiving. No, I mean, if your heart and your mind are in it, I mean, absolutely have the conversation with your husband. But if he is adamantly against it, I don't know what the compromise is there.
I don't
you can't
either.
Have half a kid.
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's a life commitment. It's another college education. I know it's all that. It's a lot of money. I know that.
And also how it's going to affect the two you already have, because that does change the dynamic of the family, because your youngest is now no longer the youngest or the middle child. And
right.
You know,
make a trade. Like, what can you trade? We get him like a PlayStation.
That normally works.
Huh?
Is there a car he wants?
Car? Just a tire. What do you think?
I think you have to think about everything that we just talked about and get ahead of it practically. I think that's the way he's going to approach it. So you kind of have to already be prepared for that approach. And then,
well, I,
navigate around
it. Can you help me with some ideas? I need some ideas, like, on, because I don't think he'll be on board right away at the top of it, but, like, what could I say to convince him? Like, what are the selling points about this?
I think you just got to mace yourself, start crying. that's what usually does.
Pull at those heartstrings.
Yeah, cry. I think if you speak from the heart here and tell him how important it is, and tell him he doesn't even need to make a decision right now. Let him chew on it a little bit.
Yeah.
So he doesn't feel pressured. I think that's probably the best way to go into it.
Okay.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support.
Stakes are high here.
Yeah,
it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.